Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh.
Necklace exclusive.
Hello and welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we've been bringing you an episode a day every day until opening day. Today we're talking about 25-year-old Oswaldo Cabrera, the glove man. He can play anywhere. He can do everything. Struggled at the plate last year, though, and hoping to remedy that. He's from Venezuela. He was born on March 1st, just celebrated a birthday. On his Wikipedia, it says New York Yankees number 33. They'll have to change that back.
Yeah.
That was just a spring training goof, wrong jersey for a day. So whoever's updating his Wikipedia, that was quick. But you jumped the gun. He's not number 33, Jake. Number 95.
Still 95.
Those kids
roster resource had changed. Everyone was excited.
Those kids on the wiki. They're quick.
Oswaldo Alberto.
That's like fun. That. Cabrero. Like that. Yeah.
His dad is Leobardo. So.
Hey, Leobardo.
Hold on. His brother, Eliardo.
Leobaldo.
And Leobaldo.
Yeah.
So, O's.
Have you met him? It's a fun family.
The O's all around.
That's what we're doing, man. Yeah, Oswaldo Cabrera came into last year after a rookie season, basically with the first hack at the left field job. It is funny to see that the numbers ended up in a place we begged for last year, 740 OPS, a 108 OPS plus, in his age 23 season. Comes back the next season, plays in 115 games, 330 plate appearances, and it just never clicked. A 574 OPS, it was ugly. He felt from the left side like a ground out to second almost every time. He ended up playing pretty much everywhere except catcher. So that's impressive. And yeah, there's almost no expectations. We did a lot of conversations like, do we think he's even going to be on the team? Like he would benefit from getting some at bats. Seems like he's pretty firmly placed in the play everywhere, probably pinch run a bit role.
Pinch run and spell people on defense. He had a stretch in the middle of the season that wasn't bad last year. He gave it talks about that. We asked Boone about it, saying he had too many coaches in his ear, making changes and trying to find himself and do him. 51 plate appearances, July and August, and the stats are all good in those 51 plate appearances.
Sure.
Hey. No slug, but .302 batting average, .412 on base. And then, yeah, so, if he could have, like, kept doing that in September, that would have been nice.
I think it was over that same stretch. I just remember being a talking point that, like, oh, he hasn't – the swings and misses have been largely eliminated over the last month or whatever at a certain point. But
and
the numbers didn't catch up with that.
We've heard the Yankees harp on that for, you know, it was one of the original, like, Yankee jokes, controlling the zone. That was one of the phrases they talked about a lot. They've talked about it specifically with Oswaldo, and you see it in, like, a good Oswaldo at bat. Like, I feel like we don't get enough of him, and it's what the Yankees are looking for, and I think it's part of the reason they want him to bat left-handed more. But you can kind of see Oswaldo will almost do, like, a Soto shuffle when he's taking close pitches, and you can almost see you'll either see Oswaldo take that big lefty swing, like he's trying to hit one out at Fenway right field, where he misses the ball by half a foot, or you'll see him take that pitch, and it's almost like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, if you're going to stick around in whatever capacity, that's what needs to come next, because then you're taking the bad pitches, you're attacking the good pitches, and that's kind of the baseball hitter's recipe in 2024.
Yeah, he did. His plate discipline numbers are like marginally better the next year. It was just then he wasn't like, I think he was so focused on that and he wasn't even doing it exceptionally well that it took the hit tool away. But his chase percent went from 33.9% to 27.8%, which goes from, you know, like 5 points above average, above the MLB average to below MLB average chase. And then he also upped his contact when he did chase, but it wasn't enough. And I still need to put it all together. The other odd thing is they said that they're going to maybe just have him just be a lefty batter and not bat right. But this spring training, they haven't done that yet.
He actually just did it the first time the other day and got a hit.
I have, so maybe that's not clocked in to.
As of yesterday, I had it on.
To Baseball Savant yet. I have one pitch.
Yeah, it was a first pitch single.
Okay. They have it as a ball, so maybe it's new. To Brendan Little. So he did face Brendan Little, lefty.
Left on left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that at bat yesterday against the Blue Jays as we record this. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting part of Oswaldo's conversation. When would Oswaldo get extended run this year?
If an injury, 10-day injuries, and they don't want to, like, call someone up, and he just kind of platoons around, he could get decent run as a spelling guys as we go. Maybe if Volpe gets hurt early.
Yeah, before Peraza.
Before Peraza's back, yeah. It's a tight window, because, I mean, if there's an outfield injury, it's either Pereira, who I think they still believe has potential to be like an everyday outfielder. I mean, Greg Allen or the Gonzalez's, who have been guys that played at the major league level. Like, it feels like he's pretty firmly cemented into like a bench player. I know I say that now and I'll look at a lineup in June and he's hitting sixth, but
yes,
I'm just, the path isn't as easy as some other guys.
No, he would have to ball out offensively. He would have to like really force their hand. But his versatility in the infield and switch hit ability, if he can do that.
Yeah.
And compared to the rest of the club, speed.
Or I guess if any infielder gets hurt to start.
To start, yeah.
Like we've done that with Peraza, and since he's hurt.
It'd be him.
There's not like a big-time prospect waiting in the wings. So, okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? I mean, we talked controlling the zone. Vibes are always electric.
Yeah, confidence and controlling the zone. And, like, taking advantage of whatever opportunity it is. Like, he's an awesome dude. I think his vibes and energy are great. In 2022, he provided a spark. They put him at every position, and he was, like, good. A lifeline for like a dead team at the time. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Like if he's getting a lot of run, it either means he is like outperforming his expected abilities. And that's awesome in a crazy way and forces someone out. I don't know how that would happen either.
Yeah.
Or there's like a period of like the deadline's coming up. Let's let Oswaldo start this month. Or Peraza's hurt. Let's, you know what I mean? It'd be like a temporary.
Yeah, I guess the other thing to watch out for, you know, DJ rolls his ankle going to first base and you're not going to put him on the IL, but he's going to sit out a series. So that's going to be like the Oswaldo series.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see some of that. I guess the other thing, and maybe some of you think this is lame baseball talk, but as Bill James is online confessing his analytical sins, give me like a two-strike approach. Like, Oswaldo takes pretty big swings, and I'm for that. Like, when he runs into one, it goes. And, you know, they're having him hit lefty at the stadium. Like, sure, pump all that into my veins. But, you know, when you hit, what did he hit, 211 last year with a 574 OPS, like, That's kind of a get back to basics a little bit. And I think controlling the zone, sure, get the big hacks in. Get ahead in the count, Jim. When he was 3-1 counts last year, he was nails. So you're 3-1 Yankees.
He was one of the only guys.
Like, let's get ahead in some counts and take your big swings. But yeah, like,
he only had 2 hits.
Not bad.
I mean, you forget this dude was a starter to start the year.
Yeah. Not I.
Wow. In April last year, he started all but like 2 games.
Yeah.
6. All but 6 games. Okay. But still, I mean, it's a lot. And it extended into May. It looks like he really finally lost on May 29th. So the first 2 months, they gave him a chance. And he got a lot of run, pretty routine starts. And then McKinney came up. He lost out because in June and July, he didn't really play at all. So in those very limited stretches, numbers were decent because he had a couple good games trying to get himself in. And then he got back to regular run for the last end of August and September and didn't do much.
Yeah, and that was... The hope was, and it's tough because, you know, for a lot of players, that end of Yankee season, you're like, hey, that almost nothing mattered there. But, yeah, it would have been a nice as well, though, twist that, you know, his July, August numbers are pretty good. If he could have finished with September, too, you'd have a little bit more hope. But it was a lost year. I mean, .299 slugging, like, ew.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Last year, you look at his starts in the field. And this guy wasn't an outfielder until they called him up in 2022, and then he just was, like, athletic.
Right.
But by trade is an infielder that can play all the positions. Came as a shortstop and then roved around. They have Trent Grisham now. Dominguez coming back halfway through. They got a lot of outfielders. We expect his starts to be primarily in the infield? Like, he's not jumping anyone else getting outfield starts. It would have to be a lot of it. Injuries, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We have an MLB player, a Gold Glover on the bench in Trent Grisham. Dominguez is supposed to come back at some point. And like I said, with Pereira, Greg Allen, Gonzalez is like, yeah, so I don't know. I guess this is one of those things, if we were running the Yankees and are, hey, welcome to spring training, Oswaldo. Okay, let's work on the left-handed. And why don't you nail down the infield positions this year? Second, short, and third, lock in. Like, we've got outfielders. That's the assignment this year. He'd say, okay, guys, I appreciate you. And then probably give us, like, a nice dap and a hug. Because that's who he is.
That's nice. 59 starts in the outfield last year, 21 in the infield.
Yeah.
And 13 of those 21 came at third base. 5 at shortstop, 3 at second base. Interesting. Yeah, I guess 2-strike approach is good. Like, if you're getting that end of game at bat, if you're making an at bat, you know, making an event like Soto does.
Okay.
Not be Soto results wise, but you know, like you said, the mini Soto shuffle, like he came up and it was kind of like a cocky little guy. Owned the space.
He does the Soto shuffle and then he does like an open mouth like hiss. He goes, ah.
Adjusting his jaw.
Can you give me a random video on him?
I will. Oswaldo. Do you think, like Grisham, he's going to have a lot of games played but not games started?
Sorry, Joe.
Catch himself a lot of 8th and 9th innings.
Joe's just posted his new Chapman edit. End a game as well, though? Sure. I mean, keep all the old guys off their feet. DJ, Rizzo. Maybe he does end up getting in the outfield.
Okay,
a little bit.
Here we go. Random video. We have. It's Bally, so I can't see the situation because the score bug is covered up. Okay, it's an 0-2 pitch from Silseth.
Chase Silseth.
Yeah.
Halos.
Okay, 0-2 pitch, Silseth. Let me turn it around.
0-2. So you just got to survive this pitch. Okay.
What I do? Flow out?
Curveball flies out to Trout or whoever's in center, left center. Okay, swing on it.
Not great.
Great.
Seem better.
I think that might have been a strike.
It's a for 0-2, you're swinging it there.
Mickey Moniak in center. Yeah. Damn, should I load another one?
Maybe just dry it. You know, slap that the other way.
Jose Berrios, 1-0 pitch, 2 strikes. Fouled back?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. That one.
Okay. He's got to make a career this year. Otherwise, he becomes like a Ramiro Pena or a Torres that's just going to kind of bounce around as a handsy, non-hitting infielder. You can make a little bit, you can, or you just go back to AAA.
I mean, the guy said his idol was Marwin.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It's a great career.
Over at the DraftKings Sportsbook, you guys can get in on the action. Right now, they're offering a no-sweat bet. So that means you can get a bonus bet back up to $1,000 in the amount of your original bet if it doesn't hit. Wow. That's with code Yanks, minimum deposit of $5. Also, if sports betting isn't legal in your state yet, they have their DraftKings Daily Fantasy at a shot to win cash prizes. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code Yanks when you do. Thanks, DraftKings.
And can I tell you?
Do we have an over-under for him?
On Thursday, March 7th or 6th, whatever day it was, I said I was worried about all these terrible spring training stats.
Right.
Well, Oswaldo Cabrera heard me because at that point, he was 1-for-21 with 0 walks.
Right.
That was awful. Since that episode,
when I
said, guys, people are watching. He's 4-for-9 with 3 walks. That's drastically different.
Drastic.
So go get him.
How about this?
3 hits in 1 game versus the Atlantas.
I'm a big expectations guy.
Yeah.
Last year, his expectations got pretty high because the Yankees needed him to be good to be good.
Yeah.
This year, the Yankees shouldn't need that. They should just need him to be, like, fun and useful when he's out there. That Oswaldo should become beloved by the fan base again.
Like a pesky, hey, we're beating you, and now this guy's going to come just like be cool all over you.
Comes in the third inning, makes a nice play at third, smiling.
Okay.
Laughing.
Update. I don't know if you saw this. One of his hits was a bunt in spring. Is this what we want him to be doing? Two runners on, no outs, first pitch, lays it down, third baseman's got to run in. Pitcher's got to field it. He's safe. Base is loaded. No outs.
Why'd the pitcher decide to move like a moose instead of a human for a second?
Pitchers, you know. Okay, same game. 2-1 count now. The bunt. Wow. I mean, how is that a hit? Okay. This is hung up in the air for a while. But it gets down. A wind or the outfielder's playing him real deep. Or
yeah. That's Michael Harris too,
doesn't need to make a dive.
And then another one in that same game. 0-2 now. Fastball or changeup. Okay, that's a nice solid hit. So look at him go. The bunt sparked all.
Look at him move.
Maybe that's it. He's got a bunt a little bit.
Yeah, bunt to get to bleed.
The other two like real hits were off like bad changeups in the zone, and I feel like he was just like sitting fastball, and it's a slow fastball.
Hit the bad pitches, man.
Hit those bad pitches.
Make a career out of doing that.
All right. We have an over-under?
That's what I was going to ask you, Biebs, anyone?
Nothing currently on the sheet, but...
What matters?
Honestly...
Pitches per plate appearance.
The hitting numbers have to look serviceable. So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Let me see. I think I know a potential over-under. I got to research one thing quick. What about an OPS of 646 or higher?
Okay.
That was IKF's last year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It was 642 the year before that.
Let's do it.
Play defense. Hit enough.
Play defenses and hit enough.
Smile. Have fun. Him and Soto. Oh.
2022, 4.19 pitches per plate appearance. 2023, worse. 3.7. Get to the fours. Grind out of bats.
Grinding. Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.